Hardwood Floors.
Hi, Paul. It's Nadine Medina with Local Splash. How are you?
Oh. No. Not bad.
I'm trying to... You're like, I caught you off guard, huh?
Oh, yeah. And you know what? I was thinking of you the other day. And I was afraid you were going to call. Damn it, I wish you were local.
Aw, right?
You know?
I know. What a bummer. Well, I just wanted to check in one more time with you. You know, I figured, well, I'll try one more time. And, you know, if anything, he always knows how to get in touch with me, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, things are so messed up right now. Hey, did you hear there's been a shooting? 28-year-olds and under were shot in Minneapolis in a Catholic school.
No way.
Just this morning. It was 64 squad cars around the Catholic school. Yeah.
Are you Oh my gosh, I'm looking it up right now.
Yep. The shooter is dead, but...
Oh my God.
Yeah, isn't that something? 20 kids got shot.
Oh my God.
Mm-hmm.
Shooter contained after incident.
Yep.
Open
you know
fire.
We've got
two
a hardwood
dead so
floor.
Far, they said. Oh my God.
We got my crew, my son and my grandson are down there about maybe a half a mile from that place.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, you just
yeah,
gave me chills right now.
They're refinishing a floor down there.
Oh my God.
Hey, you know what? I have got to do something. I know I keep saying that, damn it, but
at least you're honest about it, right?
Yeah. Can you do anything for me to get me away from Angie's?
I wish I could. Are you still stuck on a contract with them or what?
No, there's no contract.
Oh, okay.
No. Just the leads are costing me anywhere from $80 to $200.
Right.
And
oh,
that's I might as well just throw my money away because I've got a couple of them here now. I've been sitting worrying. I've got $200 worth of lead and they're not answering their phone.
Are you serious?
Oh no, not $200. $400.
It's just, wow.
I'm bleeding money, but I gotta get on when people punch in a hardwood floor. I'd like to have my name come up rather than Angie.
Well, and that's why, like, what I'm offering you, okay, would be the first page placement. See, what's going on with Angie's, and I'm going to tell you what they do. It's pretty unique on their part, okay? What they're doing is they're running Google ads that'll say 25 best flooring contractors near me, and they'll run those in an area where there is a heavy search. That's the leads that they're capturing that they're now turning around and reselling it to you and your competitors, okay?
Right.
They're getting them from Google, not because they list your company on there, because they list themselves, and they spend millions of dollars doing this a week, okay? So the program that we offer you is rather than paying them to send you leads, and who knows even when they captured those leads that they sent to you, okay?
Right.
I've heard some guys tell me, you know what? I call the leads, and they're telling me that they found someone who did the job 2 months ago. Well, when was that lead captured then? You know? So that's why the package that I was offering you, the VIP package, that would put you not just in one, but in two spotlight positions on Google. So it's taking your Google business profile. We optimize it to the first page within the local map, and we maintain it there, as well as above in the Google ads. So the Google ads, you can use even more keywords, but you can also target specific areas, whether you want to target certain zip codes or by county or by mile radius. In addition, you would also have the Facebook advertising, which Facebook ads, they retarget. If someone's performed a search on Google for your service, even if they didn't call you, but now they happen to be on Facebook, and they're looking at pictures or stories, well, they're going to be retargeted with your Facebook ad. And that's going to also help you reach more new customers. And we can retarget an audience by interest, by income level, or by location. Click to call ad. You're not incurring click fees because you would be paying a flat rate. You're listed on Bing as well. And then we cover the mobile platform. What that means is anyone who's using their iPhone, their Android, or their tablet would find you listed on that first page. Okay? And then also we would brand your Yelp page so that they also see that visible. I mean, pretty much what we cover is all of your bases. And that package was offered to you discounted at $599 a month. So no matter, Paul, if you got 60 calls, 10 calls, 20 calls, it's going to be that same flat rate. Okay? We're not charging you for every call you get or every job that you get. In fact, you could be selective on the ones that you do want to take.
I see.
Okay.
Damn, that sounds good.
And that rate, I will tell you, that rate will remain the same no matter how long you are with us monthly.
Wow. Oh, boy. Damn. I wish you were local.
I know. I get it.
We could sit down and write. See, because I want to do business with you. But it's difficult because I'm not that computer savvy.
Okay.
My grandson's taking over the business come January, and I want to have everything set up for him.
Yeah. Have to be computer savvy, Paul, let me tell you, right? This is what's going to happen. You would add us on as managers, okay, to your Google Business profile. We have a team that'll walk you through it. Okay. We do all the work so that you can focus on your jobs.
Okay.
Okay. There is minimal that we'll ask from you. I'll tell you what we'll ask. Open communication. Always. Open communication. If there's changes that you need done, we need to know that, right? We're managing all of this so that you can focus on your jobs and eventually so that way your grandson can take over, right? And I think that's an amazing thing that you're leaving this legacy to him. I love hearing that, you know? You know, that's just so amazing to me. In all honesty, I love when I talk with business owners that are like, they're not just starting a business and then, you know, once they retire or whatever, like, it goes away. Like, it's going to continue, you know?
Yeah.
So basically, like, even with Facebook, right? If you don't have a Facebook business page created, we will create it for you. Okay? We'll build it for you. I also believe, if I'm not mistaken, and I'm taking a quick look right now, in the VIP package, let me see something here. Now, your website, you don't have the website anymore?
Oh, you know, I don't honestly know.
I went to go click on it, and it shows that it's not, yeah. How long ago do you remember seeing your website, NorthStarWoodFloors.com? Do you remember?
No.
Okay. It's okay. Well, I would include a website for you. We build one for you. At no additional cost, I would make sure that you would have a website. We would just need you to send us pictures, right, of your work because we obviously would want, you know, to add the content of the work that you've done, right? And it's real simple. It's so simple that your grandson could probably email them to us for you.
Yeah.
Okay. So like I said, it's nothing too difficult as far as like what you need to do. It's a matter of adding us on as managers. You know, even if you don't have like a personal Facebook page, okay, all we need is for you to open up a personal Facebook. You don't have to have pictures, friends on there, We just need the link so that way we can go ahead and create the one for your business. A lot of this, I'm sure that your grandson can do it quickly, right? Even if you wanted him on the call with us, would be a good thing too, you know, so that way I could even tell him exactly like, hey, this is what you need to do, you know, but we do all the work, Paul, so that way again, you could focus on your jobs. And then this way, eventually you can then hand it over to your grandson and be like, hey, here, you're taking over now. Okay. Right. That's always going to be the goal, right? For you.
You know what? I must get 3 or 4 calls every other week from people offering what you've got. And I think I'm just going to settle on you. I can't make a decision right now. What I want to do is talk to my grandson. His name is Luke.
Uh-huh.
And his fiance, and have a discussion about what we can do to meet with you on the phone or whatever.
Okay.
And get going.
Okay. I mean, I understand, Paul, you've had experiences too, right? But is that what really holds you back, because you just don't have time, or you just don't, not, because you're stating that you're not tech savvy? What really is holding you back? Because I know you get a lot of calls like these. I'm not surprised. I'm really not. Especially when you provide a quality service. A company like yourself should be on the first page of Google, right? I mean, even on Angie's, you got over 149 reviews. I would suggest start having your clients leave the reviews on your Google business profile. And I'll tell you why, because the day that you quit Angie's, your reviews are going to disappear. All of your content.
Don't my reviews belong to me?
On Angie's? No. That's a directory. You're on their website. When you stop using that program, I'm telling you, your information and your reviews will disappear. They're not going to keep you on their website listed if you're not paying for their service. With Google, it doesn't work like that, because Google, your profile stays regardless of who you're working with, and your reviews don't go away. That's why I'm encouraging you, start having your clients leave the reviews on your Google business profile.
Okay, and I don't have one.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do.
I do?
Yeah, you have a Google business profile. I'm looking right at it.
Well, I'll be darned.
You're just not on the first page of Google. That's the problem.
Yeah.
Unless people know your company by name, they're not going to find you, Paul.
Exactly. Well, hey, you know what? I know that you're probably sitting behind a desk somewhere in California?
Yep.
Okay. Write somewhere a reminder to you to give me next week, because I'm going to talk to my grandson this weekend, because during the week he don't have time, and also his fiance, and run this by, and if you want, if you don't have anything better to do, shoot me another email, and
another like number 10 email.
And I'm going to have a talk with them, and that'll be my first step. See, the thing is, right now I got so damn much going. I got to start getting ready for winter with the honey-do list. I got bills I got to pay, bids I got to do. I got to collect checks, and it's just driving me nuts slowly.
So, I get it. And I'll tell you, Paul, we've been talking months now. You and I have been talking since like May. Right?
Hey, we got an anniversary coming up.
Just about. But we've been talking since then. You know what I mean? And it's always been, I'm going to look at the email.
I know.
And I just feel like you're not completely, I honestly, you know what I feel? And I could be wrong.
What?
You're not convinced in what we offer. And I don't know if it's maybe past experiences that hold you back from everything. I don't know.
You know what? I have, to make a long story short, I've been taken advantage of and abused.
I know.
So, But
well, I get
like
that.
What you say, and I don't sign a 10-year contract.
No, it's literally a month-to-month program. I'll ask you to stick it out 2 months. Like, I call it a 2-month verbal agreement, but you pay monthly. I mean, you can cancel at any time. No one here is going to hold you hostage, you know?
Okay.
But, you know, again, it's, you know, is it something that does interest you, or is it just you're not completely convinced on what we're offering? Because I hear that you have the interest, but there is specifically something that's holding you back, you know?
Yep. I'd like to do it, but how much time is that going to take me right now if I say, let's go ahead and do it?
For us to set it up, it literally takes you and I like maybe 15 minutes. I do schedule what we call a client interview and onboarding with one of my technicians, so that they can go over more in detail with you. And that appointment's the most important, because I would block an hour out. That appointment, I will say it does take about 30, 40 minutes, depending on how many questions or details you have. That would be the most important and longest appointment, right? Because we want to make sure we're crossing all the T's, dotting all the I's. And then, of course, we're doing the work from there. Typically, the client interview, I schedule it. If not that same day, based on your availability, I schedule it by no later than the following day. Only because the sooner we get you through the client interview, the faster we're going to be moving to. Okay?
Okay.
So that's how that all works. I would also suggest even notating Luke on the account, Paul, that he's authorized to make changes. So if in the event, let's say, you know, Luke called in, right, to make a change, at least he's notated on your account. Because if he called in and we didn't have him notated that he's authorized, we would be like, hey, we need your grandpa. We're going to need Paul to call, okay, and give you that authorization. So those kind of things I like to notate.
Here's what I think I'm going to do. I'm going to make a note on it. I'm going to talk to Luke and to Jenny.
Okay.
And see if we can't. Then I'll call you, and what I want to do is have them sitting at a table here with me and talking to you on the speakerphone, and then we can make progress. Otherwise, I'm just dragging my feet, and I got open up another can of worms here for me to worry about. So why don't you call me next Monday or Tuesday or something like that, and I'm going to talk to them this weekend. And I want to get this ball rolling, and because I'm being taken advantage of with Angie's.
Yeah, and I mean, how much more money do you want to keep paying them? Because we've talked about that. I mean,
I know.
You're still giving away your money to them. When is that going to stop? Because
maybe
you know you're being taken advantage of, but I mean, how much more money do you want to keep throwing at them before you decide, I'm throwing money at a bad idea, when am I going to stop? Because I'm giving you a solution, Paul, to that situation that you're in, because when you see how our program works, you're not going to need Angie's anymore, but you keep throwing money in their direction, hoping that it's like insanity, right?
Yep.
You keep doing the same thing, hoping that it's going to be a different result, and it's not. It's not changing. So how much more of your hard-earned money are you going to keep throwing at Angie's before you decide to pull the plug on them?
Yeah, I know. You make sense.
It's like I got the solution for you, but you're not taking the medicine I'm trying to give you to get better. You know?
I know.
So, okay.
You give me a call Monday or Tuesday. And let's talk again, and I'm going to talk with Luke and Jenny and see if I can't arrange a time during the week where we can sit. You have Saturday, Sunday off, correct?
Yes.
Oh, gotcha. Okay, I understand. Let me work on that, and I'll have a definite answer Monday or Tuesday.
Okay. All right, Paul. Well, have a good holiday weekend, okay?
Yeah,
It'll be Tuesday when I call, because Monday is a holiday and we're off.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I appreciate your patience and your perseverance. That's for sure.
Okay. All right. Sounds good.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.